to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White. I'm your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And today we have Tara Prater. See, audience? Well, my audience knows me. I almost want to mess everybody's name up.
Girl, you're fine.
And she is one of my first, an integration health practitioner. And today I just want to, you know, welcome you to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I am excited to have you here, Tara. So tell us how you show up in the world.
So I began coaching women through a faith-based approach back in 2020. Okay. Before that, I was a personal trainer and I coached a different program. And during the pandemic, of course, when everybody's lives felt like it was the end of the world, I could see all of my bad eating habits coming back. I think Satan used that as a prime time to sneak back in habits that resembled, you know, thoughts of bulimia and things like that, that I had struggled with in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I just knew, I felt God saying, you know, you've tried all these other things, you've never tried me. And it was true. I had never used faith other than recovering from childhood sexual abuse and things like that in my counseling. I never used it in my nutrition, exercise, overall health program. Ooh, and so at that point, I decided to start creating holistic hormone or holistic health programming for women with a faith-based kind of twist. You know, what does God say about diet, fueling your body? What does He say about using exercise and moving your body? Is excess or not enough? You know, both. And it just went deeper. The next year I created the Overcoming Emotional Eating program, and it's a very deep 8-week program that women step through each week, a different topic to help them overcome emotional eating. And in that same year, I was living just a very stressed out life, and was diagnosed at the end of that year with prediabetes and insulin resistance. And I knew as a health coach, as an integrative health coach, that my two triggers were stress and not sleeping. It wasn't nutrition. It wasn't exercise or the lack of But it was my lifestyle that I was just pushing myself to the brink of illness and disease.
Right.
And so I created another virtual program, which is the Holistic Regulation Program. And we walk through what's called the de-stress protocol. It's diet the first week, exercise the second week, stress, toxins, rest, emotions, and then supplements. All of that impacts a woman's health. And so in today's world, a lot of doctors don't ask you about lifestyle when they're looking at your hormones. And it's
I myself have tried,
you know, kind of the hormone supplement route, and it was horrible for me. It was just absolutely a detriment to my hormones. So I created this approach. We do have a carb cycle that we look at, because sometimes during the month you want to ramp up your carbs. Other times of the month, it's good to go lower a little bit. We look at foods that specifically support your hormones, because there's foods that will help you build estrogen. Or if you are already high in estrogen, like polycystic ovarian syndrome clients, they're already estrogen dominant. We want to take some of those foods out instead of continuing to eat them. And then exercise research shows that for a lot of women that, you know, if we're doing all of these HIIT really intensive workouts, big strength workouts and things like that, we're actually tanking our hormones. We're actually causing more damage.
That's good. Women.
And so we have a rise and fall with my clients' menstrual cycles. So if like three phases, basically, and sometimes we do HIIT, sometimes we do strength, and sometimes we just do active recovery like Pilates and yoga and take walks and things like that, all a rhyme of reason of supporting and building those hormones that, you know, we all need.
That's good. So, because I know that hormones are very, very important. You know, going through my, menopause. I don't know why it's that, but okay. going through that, eating is very challenging. You know, eating foods is very challenging, because I can tell, because I already have a restricted diet, gluten and no milk, and I choose no sugar.
Yeah.
But just having that restriction, like, you know, those things, lifestyle changes for me, I find I can feel when something's not good for me. As soon as I eat it, I could just feel like, oh, this wasn't good for me, you know? And I was like, okay, that goes, you know? It's like, so I know how important hormones are, you know? I know how important food is for hormones.
Yeah.
Share with my audience, you know, you shared a little bit about the holistic hormone regulation, but share what you would go through with someone, let's just say for someone like me that has an eating, you know, all those little limiting things with eating.
So, for example, like I have a client right now, the needle just isn't moving. She's been with me for several weeks. And I mean, she is a person that is to the T doing every single thing
that
should push the needle in the direction that she wants it to. And so a holistic part of that is, okay, is let's think outside the box. What are other things that impact a woman's hormones? And so one of the things we started talking about in the last couple of weeks is the importance of detoxing. So we know environment, our foods, the products we use as women, cleaning supplies is everything. Toxins are everywhere. And they, a lot of women do not get flushed out of the body like they should, because one, we don't support our liver properly. We really need a healthy liver because it's a filter. And so we talked about that. Okay. What are some things that we can do to support your liver on a daily basis? So she got a Castrol pack. She's wearing that nightly, which is going to help to support the liver in the detoxing. We have a supplement that she can use. And then we started looking at, okay, what are some quarterly and yearly, like, systematic detoxes that she really needs to do? And so she just did 7-day liver gut detox, which it's recommended every quarter. Again, we got to really flush the things out, because estrogen is stored in the liver. It's stored in your blood, fat cells. And so if we're not detoxing properly, if we're not getting it out, you know, it's just storing and causing all of these problems. And doctors don't think about that. They just think about, oh, you're estrogen dominant. You've got this, you've got, basically sometimes lump it. You can't do anything with it. And that's really not the point. So that was one thing we did was start her on a liver gut detox. The next thing she's going to do is a 30-day heavy metal detox because heavy metals are everywhere. They're in our water, they're in our air, like that. And that's a detox that women should do yearly. And both of all the detoxes that I recommend are very gentle. It's not something like you got to stay home 24/7.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That was my next question. It's
Go
like, do
anywhere.
you have
No.
to stay home?
No, these are, you
Okay.
might notice that you urinate a little bit more, but you're taking in a lot more water. And so that's basically the reason with that. So those are the things right now that I'm looking at her with. So let's start really working on the detox part. We also look at what is your stress level. So for me, stress was huge, and so if I have a woman that lives a very busy, stressed out life, I'll often recommend let's test your cortisol levels. And so cortisol
Oh, that's
hormone
good.
that can wreak havoc on your whole body, on thyroid,
Wow.
on your heart, on your lungs, on your gut, literally everything. So if you typically a healthy woman, cortisol should be its highest in the morning and it should start ramping down in the evening and then be at its lowest at night. And I often find my women are typically actually the opposite. They're low in the morning. They can't get up and go. They're going to rely on that coffee to get them going for the day. And then it's ramping up because of stress, or maybe they are really using caffeine to keep them going throughout the day. And so it's keeping that cortisol high, which then impacts your sleep because you can't sleep with high cortisol levels. So I've got a lady now that, she's just not hungry. She's like, I literally go all day. I'm not hungry at all. And I was like, she lives a very stressed out life. So that was what I recommended for her. I was like, I want you to do self-care. That is like a must for her. We're not even thinking about right now nutrition and exercise. I'm looking at, okay, let's get you out of this fight or flight 24/7. Let's take cortisol because high cortisol levels can make you not hungry. And then you're not getting the nutrition that your body needs. So if we can get that cortisol, in its regular rhythm, she's probably going to notice that she's going to feel better and that she's going to be hungrier. She's going to start fueling her body the way God designed it. So it's a
So,
puzzle. Everybody's different.
yeah, I was gonna say it's so, such a puzzle. So not eating is an issue for your
Yes.
body. So it's an issue. So, but we're not told that on a general basis. It's
Right.
like if you skip a meal, you don't eat, you start to lose weight. But I've heard from, I think a dietitian, maybe a nutritionist, that your body needs, like you said, fuel to burn things. So tell me what happens when you don't eat with your
Okay.
body.
So I have a lady right now that is actually probably not eating as much as a toddler should eat. And
Ooh.
so, she's another lady that stays super, super busy. She has her own business. She's a pastor's wife, so she's super busy all the time. And sometimes she don't even think to eat until 3 o'clock. And I was like, you've got to eat. Okay. So when you don't eat, your body is in starvation mode. And so what it is doing is it is preserving brain, heart, lungs. Sometimes even the stomach and gut go because then you start having gut and stomach issues and things like that. So it's trying to preserve the bare minimum just to keep you alive. So out goes the window for hormones, out goes weight loss because it's trying to hold on and conserve everything that it has. And so for her, like, yes, I would love to see her eating 1700, 1800 calories a day, basically. Honestly, minimum. But for her, we are like inching up 50 calories like a week. Okay, this week we're going to add 50 more calories because if we go really fast too far, then your body doesn't know what to do with it and it's just going to hold it. So we have to really slowly look at that. So I always have my ladies the very first week just start to track their nutrition. I was like, I want the good, bad, and the ugly so that we can get a baseline of what is your daily caloric intake, and I find women often are very, if they do eat okay calories, they're very carb heavy. very few protein. And so we've really got to work on getting the protein in as well, especially as we age, for our bones, for our muscles and things like that. So yeah, we've got to eat. I mean, that's how God designed it.
Okay. Well, I want to say this because you talked about faith-based, and I know some of the fundamentals of religion call on fasting. And one of my biggest problems is when I was in the church itself and following those fundamental rules, part of it was fasting, you know, long periods of time. Yeah. And I started developing stomach issues like after that. Tell us about how to factor in the fasting the right way, if there is a right way.
Yes.
If you have a religious, you know, situation. Yeah.
Everybody's different. And so in my program, I don't specifically mention fasting for the religious or, you know, like but I do agree. Like if you feel called, like you are trying to figure out a problem or you know, have something you really want to take to God. Yes. I do believe fasting I've seen it in my own family. My mom has, you know, utilized it and it's been a blessing. But with hormones, again, just like there's a carb cycle and there's a workout cycle that supports your hormones. We also talk about there's certain times of the month that you want to fast shorter periods of time. And I only encourage my ladies to do 12 hours because your body's getting ready to have its period basically. And so that your body is already stressed. We don't want to add any more stress to that. So, but then there's other times that if you want to do a 24-hour fast, or if you want to fluctuate and do 13, 17, 15, you know, hours, you know, that it's safe to do. And again, it depends on my women. If I have somebody that's diabetic or has health issues, you know, that's something we want to do gradually and see how the body, you know, does it. I never tell a lady, you know, if you've never fasted, oh, well, today you're going to fast 18 hours because maybe passed out on the floor. The big thing with fasting is if you do those longer fasts, you want to make sure the day before that you are really fueling your body. So if you've had a day, say, I'm going to fast longer. Tomorrow's going to be my 24-hour fast. You can safely do that once a month at a certain period in the month. I want to make sure I'm getting all of my calories, all of my protein, good carbs, good fats the day before, because that's what's going to fuel that fast. And so a lot of women, they'll jump in and try to do these 18, 24-hour fast, and they're just dying. They're starving. They're weak. I'm like, well, what did you eat the day before? Right. You know, and they don't know that piece. So again, it's a cycle for your hormones. Sometimes of the month, it's great to fast longer. But then other times you want to step back and not do as long.
Oh, that's really good. You are giving the audience really good information. I will tell you that, you know, a lot of my listeners are from, you know, fundamental religion, and I respect everybody's place in their religious area in their lives. But it's important. You broke it down and that's terrific. I really needed to hear that. And my audience needed to hear that. Yes. So fasting and fueling is great. It's like, I thought about the Fast and the Furious when you said that. I was like, oh, that's so good.
I like that. I put that on a t-shirt, Fast and Fuel.
Yes. That is so good. I really love that. I really love that you broke that down. Now, for women, you know, that are on medications and things like that. We talked about that, right? You said things like that. So how do we begin to regulate when it comes down? Because the doctors are not going to do it, you know? And could you give us some pointers that we have? I'll just say maybe some cholesterol medication and high blood pressure medication. How do we begin to think about this holistically and move forward? How do we do that?
With the prediabetes, often women have high cholesterol. I had never dealt with high cholesterol in my life. And that was one thing that came with the prediabetes.
Yes.
Insulin resistant. So
yes,
couple of things. Lifestyle is huge. So I would honestly recommend anyone, as long as your doctor is okay. Now I've had a couple of ladies that maybe had a seizure disorder that their doctors didn't want a detox medicine because it
Right.
had like milk thistle and things. So always check with your physician. I have a client now that has some cardiology issues. So I gave her the ingredients. I'm like, check with your doctor, make sure it's not going to interfere with anything. But honestly, the first thing that I would start with, and this because this is what I started with, because you've really got to clean your body out for it to heal. So I would recommend, even if you have the cholesterol, if you have, the high blood pressure, do these holistic things. Look at detoxing. How can you systematically and routinely detox your body safely? And I provide all of that within my program. Like these are the ones that I've used. It doesn't mean that it's exclusive, but I know they work and that they're safe and they're tested and things like that. But I would do that to start cleaning out your body regularly. Whole foods is huge, just like with the sugar and the gluten and all of those things. I had a lady that super, super thin lady would have never have known, but she had horribly high cholesterol and high blood pressure. And all we did was these holistic elements. And she no longer is on any medications. Everything is
Wow,
really
that's
normal.
great. That's great.
So,
That's
working on her stress, she had to learn to make some good boundaries with people that she needed boundaries with. So those,
Absolutely.
all the things, we talk about that in the emotions week. If you can't get away from people because of work or family, like how can you internally work on that so that it doesn't affect your health? So detoxing, making sure that you're resting well, making sure that you're sleeping. If you're not, we work on that as well. Again, whole foods, let's look at healthy foods, healthy oils. We want to put away the canola oil, the vegetable oil. We want to do, all the healthy oils. Omega-3 supplement, if women are not taking it, I do recommend an omega-3 because a lot of times we're high in omega-6 and we're low in omega-3, and so we need that balance. There are holistic supplements. One is called berberine. It's
I've
B-E-R-I-N-E.
heard that one. That name, I've heard it.
It can help with that. And then I always slaughter this name. Myo inositol, I-N, inositol, I-N-S-O-T-O-L. I can get it to you. It's M-Y-O and then inositol or something like that. If you Google it, I'm sure it would come up. But that's another one that I took. I took both of those kind of short term. Amla, or is it Amla or Al? Amla, A-M-L-A. It's a berry that is used over in Eastern medicine. And I took that for a while that is good for cholesterol and blood sugar. So there's a lot of natural supplements because I know a lot of people, the cholesterol medicines can come with so many side effects. That there's a lot of holistic kind of natural supplements as long as your doctor's with it, obviously. That's good to, but a lot of it's lifestyle. Let's start moving. If you're not moving your body, let's start with steps. I always encourage my ladies, if you're not a mover and a shaker, let's just start with getting extra steps in. And then we start body weight exercises. Okay. Are we doing that? Let's maybe do a little bit of cardio if you can. And then we just start building our program from there. But it all has to,
Works together.
together. Yeah. But I would definitely detoxing, I think, is so huge, and people just don't know about it and don't do it.
I think we when we talk about detoxing, and that we normally hear is that you have to detox your colon. I think
Right.
everyone
Yeah,
starts there.
it
So
can be scary. And yucky.
they start there. Get rid of everything that's, clear that out. And I think everybody starts there and they think that's a detox. But I know there's also, like you said, a liver detox. I
Ever.
know that it, you
It's huge.
know, liver is very important because it does filter things through. Is there a recommendation for liver, or is that something that, because I know the doctors are not going to mention it, and I
No,
know there's
yeah.
so many commercials out there that just, I don't trust any of the commercials like this, so.
I agree. I agree. Yes. So I use a Castrol pack every night. And this is stuff like if your viewers, I'll give my website later, they can always use.
Would you do that?
the contact me button. And if they just want to say, hey, what's recommended supplements or detoxes, they can email me and I'll be
able to get that to you.
But I use a Castrol pack every night and I put it right over my liver, and it does help detox your gut as well. But my ladies that use it, they use it religiously. They absolutely love it. They find PMS gets better, bloating gets better, sleep gets better. So that's one daily support. There's some things that are daily, and then
what's
there's
a Castrol pack, if you don't mind me asking?
It's just it's kind of like bean shaped, and it's just like a almost like sheepskin, this little, and then you put castor oil on it, and you put it right under your liver. And I just wrap it around me. I put like an old t-shirt on and I just sleep in it.
And really?
So every night.
I've never heard that before in my life. That's good information. Best.
I love it. And I can tell if I go, you know, sometimes I'll go a few weeks and not use it. And then when I put it back on, I'm like, oh, I have the best night's sleep. And I wake up and I'm not bloated at all. And yeah, it's really nice.
That's good. Okay, that's good to know.
Yes, there's a daily, that's a daily support. There's also a, my brain just went dead. A couple of daily like supplements. One is an avocado based supplement. And again, I can give information if they want it.
Yes.
Stuff like that. And then I do the quarterly liver gut detox. I do the yearly heavy metal. And then on a yearly basis as well, they recommend doing a mold and then a parasite detox as well.
Ooh.
Those are, you know, really get deep and stuff. Yeah. And,
that's daughter, really good.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. The first time you told me something about the metal, I've never heard that one.
Heavy
never
metal.
Heard that one at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, just a lot of our products have aluminum in it. Excuse me, so sorry. Where I live, we have a lot of power plants. And
gotcha.
So we're breathing it in constantly. It's really
okay.
You may have it in your water. You know, you can, some people can smell the chlorine. Like right now, I can smell water and stuff like that. And so all of that builds up in our body and our tissue. It affects our brain. It causes Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
But it also impacts your hormones as well. And so it's important. And I just do it yearly. The only time I've done it twice in a year was we spent a week at a vacation home that the water, the pipes must have been super old and the water smelled like a copper penny. And so I felt like metal was all over me, you know. So my daughter and I came home and we're like, we're going to do that again because But usually most of them are yearly, except for those few things that are, you know, quarterly.
Yeah.
I do a daily support.
Okay. That's good. That's good information. How can people get in touch with you again? You didn't say again, but just tell us now.
Yeah. So my website is www.fueledbygodcoaching.com. And when you come up to that, there is a pop-up that will give you, if you want to put your name and email in it, that'll actually give you the recommended hormone labs that I recommend all of my women. I recommend every 6 months because those holistic issues can impact your hormones. You know, you may be very stressed out right now, so your hormones are going to look one way
and then
they're going to be different. And so it really is just a balancing act throughout the year. But when you come up to that, you're going to see, I also have a Fueled by God coach certification program. So I'm excited in this coming year to be able to hopefully raise up other women to coach these two programs with me. So that comes up, but then you can go to the contact me button and just send me an email. And then I will get back to you. And then there's also information about my programming. Programs that I offer, and I'm currently offering kind of a special deal, a 6 month coaching package that's not on my website. So if they're interested in knowing about that, you get both of the programs at 6 months and it's just $150 a month. So you get both of the programs, scripture, worship songs, exercise, meal plans, coaching.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So
it's really
a good
beautiful.
Thing for your buck.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Great investment and a gift for yourself. So, Tara is in the gift of experience. That's what that is. Yes. So thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. What's the last words you can give to my audience to encourage them into the 2024 year?
So I think for women, it is super, like, we know our bodies. We know if something's off. And so doctors, even if you are regularly doing your labs, you can be within a normal range, but maybe your range is low and you know if you don't feel right. And so I really encourage women not to just stop if their doctor says everything's normal, this is just life, you're just going to have to deal with it, because we really don't. Well, you know, and so to keep searching, keep, you know, looking, look outside the box, like these holistic, you know, strategies, because a lot of times they just want to add another pill, add another pill, add another pill. And then you've got side effects of all of those pills. So keep being diligent, keep fighting for yourself, keep fighting for your health, because you know your body.
Awesome. That is some awesome information. Audience, I know that you have questions, because I have questions, but I'm going to replay this and I'm going to give her a call and I'm going to get you on that mailing list. You do the same and get the education and get the holistic hormone regulation help that Tara can give. So this brings us to the end of our show, but we want to thank you all, because you could be anywhere else, but you're here with us today. This is Edna White and my esteemed guest, Tara Prater, saying goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.